If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
NASA held its first public meeting on UFOs Wednesday, a year after launching a study into unexplained sightings. And, you know, UFOs, it basically means an unidentified flying object. Could be that balloon that was flying over the prairies a few months ago. It doesn't necessarily mean little green people that are flying around as extraterrestrials. Let's bring in Dr. Elena High, Director Alan Carswell Observatory, Department of Physics and Astronomy, York University, and with us now. Elena, thank you for the time. Hope you're well.
Yeah, doing great, thanks.
So what is the objective of this NASA meeting and the first one of its kind? How come?
Well, there have been other meetings, usually a little more locally. There have been all kinds of different smaller studies that have been done in Canada and the U.S. and in other countries as well. But this is really to kind of bring everyone together, I think, and get people on the same page in terms of this idea about having people bring in information that is considered credible. And really, it's all about sort of finding ways to, I suppose, investigate some of the actually interesting unexplained phenomenon that's out there. I think UFO or UAP, I'm not sure which one we're supposed to be using anymore, but unidentified anomalous phenomenon. And they've actually included not just sky, but also water and space to sort of allow a little bit of a wider view into what's going on. And, you know, as you said, there are lots of for things that have been reported, but getting that information reporting in allows you to actually do science, and that's, I think, something that we would, well, as scientists like myself, would love to see more of in regards to, well, UFOs or UAPs.
Some have been critical of this group, saying that it detracts from the scientific progress. Some have received some online abuse. Why does this distract or take away from the scientific process, or does it?
Well, I would say that from my opinion, obviously, is that it really doesn't. Because when you're bringing in more information, more data, and then you're collecting credible information and doing a robust analysis, who knows what kinds of cool things you might discover. And, you know, discovering about what is needed in order to understand real phenomena that people are seeing in the sky or, as I say, water and space. And you do get such a chance for discovery. And I think that's really the thing that I got most out of this sort of initiative, is you have a wonderful chance for discovering potential new insights to physical processes here on Earth in our atmosphere. One thing I really brought to mind right away is some of the chance discoveries that have happened in science because people took a second look at that quote-unquote weird signal, weird image, weird thing that came up. And, you know, you say UFO, but maybe not.
do people say UFO, well, there's no such thing as Martians, whereas UFO doesn't necessarily mean an extraterrestrial, does it?
Exactly. And that's, you know, understanding the unknown is part of science. And that's really, like, again, just my opinion, but it's really the fun part because it's a mystery and you can try to uncover things like those first real-time images of plasma tubes of the Earth's ionosphere, which is one of those lucky signals I was telling you about in radio. And people didn't even know about those until 2015, and somebody followed it up. And they now have images for these awesome tubular structures, literally tubular, in Earth's ionosphere. Amazing. So cool.
Why do you think that this gets so much, it's obvious people are curious and people have always been interested in UFOs and that sort of thing, but why do you think it comes with such scrutiny?
Well, you do have to find ways to validate your data. And that's one of the things with observations or data points that occur only once, right? It's very hard to make a correlation or to pin down a cause if you have a data point that's only occurred one time. That said, if you've reported your best information for that data point, who knows, maybe other people have found similar things in other places and it's related to some other cool atmospheric phenomenon that's never been imaged before.
Dr. Elena Hyde with us, Director, Alan Carswell Observatory, Department of Physics and Astronomy, York University, NASA, talking about UFOs on Wednesday. Elena, thanks for the time and insight. Much appreciated. Be well.
You too. And clear skies, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.